You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
This story just made me chuckle. You know, I think it was, wasn't it Ohio that first started the Vax-a-Million program where they offered up $1 million for people to get vaccinated from COVID-19. Colorado jumped in on that action. Colorado's giving away some $1 million prizes. Mm-hmm. I had to laugh when West Virginia gave away pickup trucks and guns.
Yee-hoo.
But now, the great state of Washington has topped them all. Their new strategy to get people vaccinated, they're going to give away marijuana.
Pot weed.
They call it joints for jabs, although others have come up with their own name. Some people prefer poke and toke.
Oh, God.
Yeah, it's this sort of program they've got it set up where the shots would be administered at dispensaries. And
you know what? It's going to be a success, I would imagine.
It's going to
explode. It might be bigger than the money thing.
Yeah. So, anyway, joints for jabs going on in the state of Washington. What else is trending?
Here's your crap on celebrities. Kanye West has apparently designed a new jacket for The Gap. And it is, it's fugly. It does not look good at all. It looks like a big marshmallow, kind of. This story says, a moon boot for your torso. No zipper, no buttons. It just stays open all the time, and it's $200. So even if it gets cold and windy, you can't even bundle up. Anyway, it didn't stop people from crashing the Gap website yesterday trying to get one of these. Supposedly, the jacket brought the most traffic in the site's history. It's a big deal. I didn't know this was coming out. I don't know anything about it. It is not something I would want at all. I believe I posted a picture of it on our Facebook if you do want to check it out. This story says Kanye was spotted wearing the jacket last week. So everyone's like, ooh, I gotta have it. So anyway, did you look at it? What did you think?
Let me look at it right now.
You didn't see it?
No. I read the headline. And well, all I needed was the headline to just keep scanning, you know, scrolling past. Oh, cause like, yeah, if it was a $200 jacket on the... Although, I will say, you know, some people may say, oh, stupid. Well, The Gap, holy crap. Besides selling that jacket, how much other merchandise do you think they, you know, were able to sell?
Sure.
Because when people go online, you know, many times they'll just shop around and buy a bunch of other stuff. They probably made a killing out of this.
Well, maybe, but it crashed, so people couldn't even get on the website. So.
Well, I know, but before it crashed,
maybe.
I mean, they had enough millions of people. It takes millions of people before it will crash.
Yeah, maybe.
So they made a killing out of it.
Here's a second round of ugly fashion. The brand Balenciaga, the fancy fashion brand, they're going to start selling stiletto Crocs.
I did see the
picture. They debuted
at
a fashion show online the other day. It's part of their 2022 spring collection. Mm-hmm. And no word on price, but I guess they did do some sort of platform Crocs a few years back, and those cost $850. I'll be curious to see what these stiletto Crocs go for. My goodness.
You know, there's one
also,
for every minute.
Also quite ugly.
I am looking at the jacket now. Yeah, it's hideous.
Ugly. It's whatever.
But what would anybody expect?
What do you... Yeah, it's a statement piece.
And how much money did Yeezy get out of this?
I don't know. I love this story because I love this guy. I don't know. Mike Myers is back. I am a huge fan of Mike Myers, and he has disappeared for quite a few years now. I guess production has started on a new Netflix series called The Pentaveret, it looks like. A 6-episode, half-hour comedy where Mike's going to play 7 different characters. I love it when he does this kind of stuff. It's about a secret society of 5 men who have been working to influence world events for the greater good since the Black Plague back in 1347. Mm-hmm. And he references these guys in So I Married an Axe Murderer. There's a little scene where he's talking about these guys. So it's, to me, it's like a little spinoff from that little conversation from the movie. And hey, I'm going to watch this. I love Mike Myers. This is great.
Why did he disappear for so many years?
You know, he was big in the 90s and early 2000s. I think he just kind of fizzled out. You know,
is that it?
He's big on Saturday Night Live. I don't think he had anything going on.
Because what's his name? The guy from Ghostbusters,
Aykroyd? Dan Aykroyd?
No. The nerdy guy down the hall.
Rick Moranis.
Rick Moranis. See, he chose to disappear, right? Because he lost his wife and he just wanted to raise his children.
I don't think it was that. I think he just...
Yeah, so I was wondering if Mike Myers kind of had the same thing.
After Austin Powers,
just decided to spend his money.
Did anything else that was anything worthwhile? No. Yeah, he's just been hanging out. Chris Harrison has announced he's officially leaving the Bachelor franchise. He started as host and producer back in 2002. He's been on timeout since February, where he defended a contestant's allegedly racist past. And so they booted him from the show. And word is that he's possibly getting $25 million as a thank you, goodbye, please leave us alone check. Just to leave. $25 million.
You know, some
just
of these...
Just to quit.
Some of these please go away settlements with these people are insane. I just finished listening to a podcast. You might like it. Have you ever listened to that Business Wars podcast?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's a good one.
So have you listened to the one about the late night wars, like Letterman, Conan O'Brien, Leno, all that stuff?
Sounds familiar.
Pretty fascinating. Like when Conan O'Brien left NBC because of all the fighting and everything going on, they wrote him a check for $45 million.
That's crazy, isn't it?
It's crazy.
Just to leave. Just to
leave.
Unbelievable. Crazy. Let's talk about the pet stuff later, because I do want to give you your Fat America. Mountain Dew's Baja Blast is back in stores for the summer.
Hooray!
Normally, you can only get it at Taco Bell. But it's in stores this summer. And then they've got two spinoffs called Baja Punch and Pineapple Coconut flavor called Baja Flash. So three different Baja drinks to rot your teeth with. And they're also putting out air fresheners, too, that smell like it. And then Hershey's has a new fruity cereal Kit Kat. The bars are covered in a fruity cereal-flavored cream, which is light pink with rainbow-colored little sprinkles on it. It stores this month, and I guess it tastes like Fruit Loops, but in Kit Kat form. Whatever. Again, rot your teeth. Whatever. All right, let's do clickbait.
Clickbait.
Go to our Facebook. It's Dom and Jeremy on the FB. We might be a little late to the party on this. I think I've seen it for a couple days, but in case you've missed it, a college student from Ohio is blowing up on TikTok after she checked a single pool noodle at baggage claim.
Cute.
For a recent Southwest flight to Florida. It was done on a dare. And watch the little video. She checks it, and you can actually see it going up the little conveyor belt into the belly of the plane, and it's just so ridiculous.
Yeah, I don't know why that's funny, but it is.
It just is, isn't it? So anyway, it's on our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.